It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
You know what time it is? It is another episode of the 4Play Podcast. My name is Scarlett, and of course, this is brought to you by Cool FM Kano. We've got the G's, the goons in the studio, and we're having a conversation that, you know, has been kind of talked about a few times, and we're trying to see if it can happen in Nigeria. Don't forget to follow us on our social media platforms as well, Cool FM Kano on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, and on Facebook, Cool FM Kano as well. Let's introduce the people here in the studio. We've got D Talky Talky. Okay, we got KO.
Yeah.
Voice of KO. Master KO. Master Shifu. Oh, we got Mega here in the studio. Mr. Mega, the black.
We in the building, y'all. Let's get it.
All right. So today we're talking about open marriages. Should I say Will Smith, Jada Smith kind of marriage where you can be married and still have affairs outside of your marriage and your partner knows about it and they're cool with it. You know, that kind of stuff, you know? Have a bestie outside and smash your bestie and your partner doesn't have any problem with it. I'll be checking out what the people here in the studio have to say about it. So Detox, first of all, let me get your idea on what...
I can't believe you got me called my name first.
Yeah. Yeah. you look like someone that will like open marriage.
This looks can be very deceitful. Listen, I think when it comes to open marriages and stuff, where we haven't gotten there as a country, as per Nigeria, we're getting there. I think it's one of those things that it would be hard for you to measure because people who are in open marriages would never hardly come out and say it unless they are celebrities and then the news comes out and somebody's in an entanglement, then we may know. But people don't exactly want to put that one out in public, even though they may be practicing it. I think it's one of those things that might come in when you've been married for very many years. It's not one of those early things you want to practice when you get married. Some people believe that there's going to be a lot of peace in the house if, you know, these marriages were open. If you can just remove that slight jealousy and let your woman enjoy something outside, spice up the relationship, let your man go out there and feel all right too. If it's something that should be happening, I think it's something that would come up at a later stage in marriage. It's not the early time when you're feeling all, you know, lovey-lovey. Yeah. Maybe 15, 20 years into it, you guys will be like, okay, how about we try other people?
15, 20 years? That's not too long.
Well, they say an average marriage lasts 8 years.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
You've done double average. What are you waiting? Try other options. In Nigeria, yeah, I feel like, to begin with, our marriages are not well documented. Now, we have to say this because if for example, let me just use a practical example of prenups. Like, if we are going into a marriage and I say, look, I'm going to be married to Scarlett for, say what, maybe for the rest of the... We're going to live happily ever after. And as this... There's my signature somewhere that says, look, if you guys go your separate ways, you probably will have to give Scarlett half of what you earn, right? Or half of what you have. Now, that fear might just be the reason why I will present to Scarlett the possibility of us having an open marriage where I am not necessarily stuck with Scarlett. I can go do my thing, but then again, we still have the contract thing called marriage in place, so I don't miss out on the opportunity of, you know, holding back on a couple of things that I've been able to hustle over the couple of years, and I still have someone who I still call a wife. I can still go to some of these functions and still enjoy all the stuff that married people enjoy. But if you come back, get down to Nigeria, my brother, people are having babies randomly. They are not even paying child support. There are babies somewhere, they'll not carry you to the police station, tell you, oh yeah, every month you're going to be dropping 1,000 for their feeding. After 3 months, the guy will drop 1K and then from there it disappears. So I feel like if we have a well-documented system, that would help us in, you know, wanting to explore more, and maybe the issue of open marriage is going to be on the table.
It's Cool FM Kano's 4Play Podcast.
But I think a lot of Nigerian marriages are open, though. It's just that it's open on the man's side. I feel like a lot of women know their husbands cheat. And it's a thing that they talk about. They talk about it on social media, like they're going to do something about it. But there's some degree of understanding that this dude is going to be sleeping with other women over time. I like the Michael Blackson. I don't know if you guys saw that Michael Blackson interview,
yeah,
him
did.
And his wife.
Like
they all, they've come to an arrangement. Like he can have chicks, she can have chicks. And I think in a lot of situations that happens, either the girl is not having anything or she might have a thing with a girl here and there, because there are a lot of girls that still do girls that get into marriages. So I feel it's a very African thing. I'm surprised everybody say it can't work. It's just that people don't come out and say we are in an open marriage because it's not politically correct. Yeah. But for me, what I'm really looking at is if it were an agreement with a couple that, yo, yeah, dude, I know men cheat, this is the deal, is that going to work better than pretending all the time?
You know? I feel like a lot, it's working a lot, as you mentioned, on the men's side, and it's been working like that because people would say men cheat, there's nothing you can do about it, but once a woman cheats, then she's trash, she's garbage, she needs to be thrown out and, you know, put on, you know, a cross or something like that. And even if open marriages were happening in Nigeria, are happening in Nigeria, it's just the men that are enjoying it. It's just the men. The women are not enjoying it. And I also want to ask this question. Do you think you would be satisfied, even if you agree to, like, have an open marriage, right? Will you still feel deep down in your heart that jealousy when you see your wife going out to meet, you know, her own guy out there somewhere? Would you still feel it? Or you'll just be like, yeah, she's doing her thing, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah. Now, but before I get to your question, yeah, there's this part of the open marriage that I don't seem to get, like, when we are speaking in the Nigerian context. If a man is the only one who is seeing other girls outside, he's not in an open marriage, he's cheating.
Mm-hmm. If his wife is okay with it, is he still cheating?
Now here's the thing, it's an open marriage if both parties are involved in extramarital affairs. That makes it the open marriage. But if the man is the only one cheating, as far as I'm concerned, he's cheating.
Okay, so
there's no open marriage.
What do you call it?
It's closed.
What do you call it when a woman is okay with her husband sleeping with other men? It's not. Is that still cheating? Or what's the definition of that kind of arrangement? Because it's very common in Nigeria. She knows her husband sleeps, has side chicks.
Yeah.
And she's okay with it. What do you call that?
Now, that's the annoying thing about cheating. Lots of people have ways by which they describe it. If you tell me, for example, if I know that you are going out, it's left for that person to decide if that is cheating or not. It's not blanket. Let me put it that way. So if, for example, just like the what you painted now, I know he has people out there. He's cheating. If you ask me,
But if she's in agreement with him having side chicks,
she knows that he's cheating, and I'm okay with that.
Why is he still cheating when they've agreed on it? On him having other chicks.
it's not exactly an agreement. They didn't have a conversation and say, oh yeah, you're my husband, I love you, but you can go out and cheat.
No, girls could do that.
They just accept. It's just something that has passed on from generations to generations, and it began when women didn't have any powers, or economic power, financial power at all. So they just succumbed to it. The man, we painted the picture of, you're a man, there's no way you be with only one woman. So, and then you had the power. So women were scared of, oh, if I leave this marriage, where am I going? They're going to call me secondhand property.
Right.
They're going to laugh at me. So the best thing to do is to accept that men are like this. He's going to go out there and cheat. But as long as he comes back home to me, I'm fine, which is a terrible thing. So I don't think that's like an open marriage, because that if that kind of woman cheats one time and the man sees and finds out, it's a huge disaster.
I'm telling you, and that doesn't make it an open arrangement.
So everybody has their own definition of what a marriage should be to them. I don't think anybody can say that's a terrible thing, because that's not what you are doing. It's a terrible thing based on your own perception of what it should be. If that's what works for them, it's good for them. It's not a terrible thing.
Yeah.
But if a woman tells her husband, because there are situations where a girl knows he's the provider, he's providing financially, her job is to have kids for the man.
Mm.
And she says, you can have women as you wish. Women talk like this. Let's not act like it can never happen, unless you can't imagine that a woman without. If they have that arrangement, what do you call it? Is it still cheating?
I'm sure there's going to be a term for, maybe there'll be a term for
it's
that.
It's not an open marriage.
But it is not an open marriage. If the lady cannot do the exact same thing that the guy is doing.
Because you think about these relationship things, when people keep
acting like it's tit for tat. If a woman is happy, she's happy as the guy is providing for her financially. You can't say, oh, it only benefits the man. She's benefiting from this marriage in another way, and it's nobody's business. It's not always, it doesn't have to be tit for tat. Oh, because he's cheating, myself, I must cheat. That's not the way relationships.
She's actually not happy. You can't say
you can't
that.
Say she's no, not happy.
You like, can't. You can't say that I'm married to somebody, right? And I love this person. And yes, I don't have a job, so I'm not bringing in the money. And he's the one bringing in the money. And just because he's bringing in the money, he goes out and cheats. And then I am supposed to be happy with it. I might accept it, like what Detox said. I might accept it. Okay, this is what it is. And I don't have any other place to go to. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. I don't have money. And I'm enjoying the money he's bringing, he's providing. So I'm okay with it. But it doesn't mean she's happy.
Mean she's unhappy either.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
Look, let's bring this thing down to sexual satisfaction, right? Because sometimes that's one of the reasons why people even go to one, except what the Mega said before, you know, the whole arrangement thing. Let's talk about sexual satisfaction. A man feels like, you hear a lot of men say, oh, I cannot be eating one soup for the rest of my life. I have to eat other soups, right? That's why they go out and look for ladies outside to have sex with.
What have you?
And then the woman could also say, okay, fine. I cannot also be, you know, if you're having so much time with these ladies, I also want to have my own time as well. That is an open marriage. But I cannot be faithful to you in a marriage and know that you're cheating and be happy. It's not possible. You might be bringing in the money. Yes, fine. But you cannot say that she's not doing any other thing than giving birth to children. She's taking care of you. She's cooking. She's cleaning. All of those things are part of things that if a man is doing it on his own, it will be a problem. What he's doing basically is just working and bringing in the money. If she decides that she wants to work and bring in the money, she can because she has the brain to do it.
I feel like from the angle of KO, it seems more like, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like you think like women don't want to cheat as much as men want to cheat. Now they're finding satisfactions in different things other than just going out there and sleeping with girls, because that's the picture. Like, men just want to go out there, let me just try another soup. But even if we let the gate open, maybe women will still restrict themselves. That's not really their thing. Maybe there's something else they find joy in. And so, without necessarily calling it an open marriage, once she accepts that her man can have a woman outside, technically it's open, but her own point of happiness is not exactly going outside and having numerous sex partners.
Exactly. I'm back to what you were saying, Scarlett. When I said she's having kids, I'm not trying to downplay a woman's responsibility in the house. Having kids is even more important than cleaning up. Those are huge responsibilities. So yeah, what you said.
Okay, now I feel like, you know, Mega, I'm sorry, Detox has been able to like explain a little bit, just a little bit, but I still don't feel like as if a woman would be happy if she knows her husband is cheating, even if she's okay with
it. Okay, no, here's the thing, Scarlett. How about this happiness thing, right? We don't just look at it like a huge one big bag.
One size fits all.
How about we strip it down and say, okay, just like you mentioned, when you said, look, let's take it down to, you know, the sex part. There's some ladies that are married because the guy knows how to fuck. And if that gives them joy, I don't give a fuck about your money.
Okay, so
yeah, don't even give me money. Just satisfy me.
What of a situation where he actually knows how to fuck, but as time goes on, because he's giving his services to other people outside, he's not giving you as much fuck as he's supposed to.
Okay.
So what happens then?
It's not left to you now. Just like Kayo said, you now have that conversation. Uncle Sir, would I be able to have sex toys? Because I want to be in bed.
I have a question for Scarlett.
And if it's money as well, she could just go ahead and say, you know what, I love him because of the money. He continues to give me the money. Whatever he does outside, but if the money is guaranteed, boom, I'm good.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
I have a question for Scarlett, but just a reminder, it's the 4Play Podcast, Cool 96.9. You can check us out on our socials, www.coolfm.ng. From anywhere in the world, download it and listen wherever you find your podcast. Question for Scarlett. This one, if a man and a woman said, let's have an open marriage, what would be the demands of the woman? Because when we have these conversations for a man, it's easy now.
No.
Open marriage. Wait, what's he just say?
Open marriage. Only one thing.
That's like, ooh, more chicks. Is it the same for women? Would you say if they just say, oh, open marriage, a woman would be like, okay, more niggas. Is that the same thing?
For me, if I were to be married and, you know, the option of open marriage comes up, I think it would be more of less restriction, because you know that you can be hanging out with guys and your husband wouldn't really take it as anything. I wouldn't really be having sex outside. Honestly, I don't think I would, except you're not giving me the attention that you're supposed to be giving me as my husband. So I might have sex with one or two people, but I don't think it's the same thing as when they mention open marriage. I'm like, oh, I can have fucks outside and stuff like that. It's more like I can have less restriction, be free, experience what I want to experience, travel where I want to go without having to think about, oh, what's my husband going to think about this? What's my husband going to think about where I am, who I'm with, who I'm talking to, and all of that kind of stuff. I think that's what it is for me, though.
It's sad that, you know, she's speaking from the African perspective, though, and she's talking about restrictions. But it's sad, though, because I want to believe that we should be advocating for more marriages to be like she just explained. Like, if this is what the ladies still want from the open marriages, and I'm like, yo, the guys are probably not doing something right. But Scarlett asked a question earlier on where she said, if guys will still be jealous, like when you see you guys have agreed on an open marriage, are we still going to be jealous when we see that person? Look, when you see the next person outside with someone, see, you can agree to it on paper, but by the time you begin to see the reality on ground, I'll speak from a guy's perspective. It's difficult for us to see our woman with someone else. We're not talking about girlfriend, not talking wife here. Ah, Oma! Just like you said, do the open thing, oh. If we have to have, like, you know, agreements have conditions, and then there's not A, B, and C, and D. There's a B part that says that you probably wouldn't let me in on what you're doing. I mean, the Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith thing. I mean, we all did not know, in all honesty. They kept it under lock and key, but somehow
Uncle Austin,
yeah, someone, you know, decided to go on social media and let it out. So that's kind of like cool, right? Because yeah, I don't seem to know who you are with or who you're hanging out
because somewhere. I mean, a lot of men would be jealous. I mean, they say even men who cheat every day don't even want to see their wife send a high text message to a certain guy. Mm-hmm. So let's not even talk about, okay, so now you guys are in an open relationship, so she's seen other men, but you're not going to be jealous. Again, going back to how I started this thing, I feel like when you guys get pretty much older in the relationship, maybe at that stage, you just feel like, look, I can't even satisfy this woman like I want to. You know, she has needs that I'm unable to meet. So there'll still be jealousy, but I think at that stage you're more open to the idea than when you were young and agile. Mm. And then your wife or your woman is out there.
But why wouldn't she just seek for divorce? Like, why am I still with this guy if he cannot do the basic things that he's supposed to do in a marriage?
The institution of marriage, the whole marriage thing is bigger than just sex. Sex is really important, but it's bigger than that. There's so many other things. You guys sit down, have conversations. There's the advice. You guys have kids.
You can do that without being married, though. Nah. I can hit you up and say, bro, what do you think about this situation? You become my bestie. Hello. One time. So we'll go our separate ways.
Stay right here on the 4Play Podcast.
You know, there's nothing on the line for the Nigerian context. I mean, there's no paper signed, so yeah, we'll just go ahead and just...
So I believe there are open marriages in the country, in Nigeria, in your environment, but they don't talk about it because it's not such a popular thing to talk about. So KO believes it's already happening in our faces. Once a woman accepts that, you know, a man will cheat, you're already in an open relationship already. But I think in that way, it's some sort of disadvantage to the women. But there are definitely open marriages happening. We may never know about many of them.
How about kids? Like, if you're in an open marriage, is it okay for you to have, like, kids outside of your original marriage? Like, you can have kids?
Nah, I don't think so. I think it's that's like a divorce situation now. Because then you can move out and go be with the new person that you're creating human beings with. Otherwise, I think with the whole open thing, it's just try some spices outside, you know, so that if that's what makes you happy, so that you don't come and die early because...
Mistake, baby, will not enter inside. And the problem is, whoever it is, I mean, the father of the child will tell you, look, I want to be in the child's life. There's absolutely nothing you can do.
If you're
going
to do open relationship, which is why there should be rules. It shouldn't just be, I accept because he's a man and he must cheat. It's not fair. There have to be rules. Don't come home with STDs. There's something, that's a bigger problem. You know, you let things out there for open relationship, but it's not even a month and you come down with a condition.
Yeah.
So you have to have rules. So I don't know if you guys are going to run a general test before you begin, or once you're playing away matches, you always wear your boots. I don't know.
Okay, there you go.
How do you even test?
I wanted to ever ask Scarlett, do you feel like there's a need for ladies to come out about their open situationships a bit more to help us balance the scale? So that it doesn't always look like, hey, it's the guys. So that we can have that conversation when it happens. We'll be like, okay, the guys have been doing it for a while. Now the ladies are doing it as well. Let's have a conversation. Let's sit down and see if we can have a conversation around open marriages.
The problem is the place that we found ourselves in. Nigeria is not really a place that allows women to come out and talk about things like that freely. But a man can come out and talk about it, and there might be little to no criticism, being pushed to him. But if a woman comes out to say, okay, I'm married, but I have like 3 boyfriends, so I was dating somebody outside my marriage because I'm in an open relationship, she will literally be dragged to when she was born. She will be dragged. So it still comes down to where we are in, right now. The environment doesn't give women that open space to talk about things like that. Even if they do, the ones that come out to talk about it are really met with very bitter and, sour comments. So I don't think so. I don't think, maybe we might get there, but if there's like a therapy group, say people come together and talk about this thing, and it's like in a confined environment, nobody lets it out, maybe. But if we're expecting it to come out on social media, not really, not sure, absolutely not sure. Anyway, so that is what we're talking about. That's the conversation or discussion. What do you think about it? You can drop your comments. Let us know if you think open marriages can happen in Nigeria or are happening in Nigeria. Or let's know who exactly here you are sitting with your opinion. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Cool FM Kano, on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and on Facebook, facebook.com/ Cool FM Kano. That's how we end the podcast. Have a wonderful time, guys. Bye.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.